Welcome to Daily Wisdom, Walking the Path with the Buddha, a podcast shared by David Roylance. This podcast is dedicated to guiding you to completely eliminate the discontent mind and the suffering it causes by attaining enlightenment. Learn and practice the teachings of Gautama Buddha that will guide you to fully attain a peaceful, calm, serene, and content mind with joy. To support this podcast, visit patreon.com/supportbuddha or visit buddhadailywisdom.com, where you will discover a full range of courses, retreats, and online learning resources to assist you on the path to enlightenment. Now, here's our teacher to share more.
Sawadee krap. Hello and welcome to Daily Wisdom, Walking the Path with the Buddha. Today is our group learning program, and I'll be guiding you in a loving kindness meditation practice. I'm gathering together each Sunday and Wednesday with students here in order to help them understand the foundational teachings of what it takes to get to the enlightened mental state based on the teachings of the Buddha. We use this book as our textbook for this particular program. It's titled Developing a Life Practice, The Path That Leads to Enlightenment. It's part of the Words of the Buddha book series, which is titled The Words of the Buddha, The Path to Enlightenment, Revealing the Hidden. In this book, I go chapter by chapter each Sunday, and then on Wednesdays, I get together with students in order to guide them in either breathing mindfulness meditation or loving kindness meditation. We're going to be restarting this program from the very beginning on March 17th because we're coming towards the end of the program, and we're going to be restarting from the very beginning. It's a 7-month program that's going to help you to build a foundation and a framework in the teachings of the Buddha. And all the materials and all the program and everything, it's available at no cost. You can download the books from buddhadailywisdom.com. You can access all the resources you need, whether it's videos, podcasts, personal guidance, or anything else, even the classes. You can come into Zoom and you can attend by live stream as well. So if you go to buddhadailywisdom.com and click on online learning, you'll be able to sign up for the group learning program. You, your family, your friends, anybody who's interested in learning the teachings of the Buddha on the path to enlightenment to train the mind to become peaceful, calm, serene, and content with joy, no longer experiencing any discontent feelings. You can eliminate all the anger, sadness, frustration, irritation, annoyance, guilt, shame, fear, boredom, loneliness, shyness, resentment, jealousy. Even the slightest displeasure is eliminated from the enlightened mind. And loving kindness meditation is part of that. This is what uproots the anger, the frustration, the agitation, irritation, annoyance. Even the slightest dislike in the mind is eliminated by the time you get to enlightenment. Where right now you might find that kind of challenging, that you might have certain people in your life that you like and certain people that you dislike. But by the time you get to enlightenment, you won't even have the slightest dislike towards other beings. So I'm going to guide you in this loving kindness meditation and help you to develop this practice. If you're familiar with meditation, you might do this in the seated, lying, or standing positions. There's also a walking position, which we don't use for loving kindness meditation, but it's one of the positions that is available for meditation. So if you'd like to take a position either seated, lying, or standing, I'm going to do some chanting to ease us into the meditation. Then I'm going to do a bit of breathing mindfulness meditation to help you get awareness of the mind and awareness of the breath. And then I'm going to ease you into some loving kindness meditation and then come out with some breathing mindfulness meditation and some chanting. And then afterwards, I'll open up to any and all questions that you guys might have related to the path to enlightenment. So I'm very pleased that you're here, whether you're watching this live or you're watching the replay. Welcome to our class today. And I'd like to invite you to join for meditation. Arahaṁ sammāsambuddho bhagavā bhūtaṁ bhagavanaṁ abhivādayāmi Savakato Mahakavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami. Supatipano Immaculato Savaka Sangho Sanghang Namami. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Iti bhisu immaculā arahaṃ sammasambuddho viccacaraṇaṃ sammuno sakkhato rokkhavito anuttaro purisa dhammasati satattava manusaraṃ Poto Bhagavati. Okay, with the lower body and hands and arms comfortable, in the upper body erect, just close the eyes and start breathing in through the nose and out through the nose. Here you're just looking to establish the breath, a nice, natural, steady, consistent breath. Not forced or controlled, just a gradual inhale through the nose, establishing a nice, natural, steady, consistent breath. And then, whenever you're ready, exhale out through the nose. Breathing in. And out. Breathing in and out. Your breath may not match up with the guidance that I'm providing, and that's okay. This is your practice. I'm just here for guidance. You can use this voice as a reminder that whenever you get to the next inhale, breathe in gradually through the nose, developing a nice, natural, steady, consistent breath. And then whenever you're ready, exhale out through the nose, experiencing the full breath. Breathing in. And out. Breathing in. And out. with the breath well established, start fixating the mind on the breath, either the sound of the breath coming into the nose or the sensation of air moving over the skin into the nose. The breath is the present moment. Fixate the mind on the breath, the present moment. Breathing in. And out. Breathing in. And out. With the mind fixated on the breath, whenever you notice that it moves off the breath, cut that off. Let it go and come back to the breath, the present moment. No need to observe the thought, label it, judge it, analyze it, or even try to figure out where it's coming from. Whenever you notice that the mind is moved off the breath, cut that off, let it go, and come back to the breath, the present moment. Breathing in and out. Breathing in and out. I'm going to be quiet now and let you do this work of focusing on the breath, cutting off and letting go anytime the mind moves off the breath. You have nowhere to go. There's nothing to do. No one needs you right now. This is your time to focus on the breath. Breathing in and out. continuing to breathe in through the nose and out through the nose. Repeat these affirmations in the mind on the out breath. May I be peaceful. May I be safe. May I be well. May I be free of all discontentedness and the suffering it causes. May Mom and Dad be peaceful. May they be safe. May they be well. May they be free of all discontentedness and the suffering it causes. May my friends and family be peaceful. May they be safe. May they be well. May they be free of all discontentedness and the suffering it causes. May all those who have harmed me be peaceful. May they be safe. May they be well. May they be free of all discontentedness and the suffering it causes. May all those who I have harmed be peaceful. May they be safe. May they be well. May they be free of all discontentedness and the suffering it causes. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be safe. May all beings be well. May all beings be free of discontentedness and the suffering it causes. Now return back to breathing mindfulness meditation, focusing on the breath, cutting off and letting go anytime the mind moves off the breath. Breathing in and out. Adahaṃ sammasambuddho bhikkhavā bhūtaṃ bhikkhavannaṃ abhivādayāmi. Savakkhato bhikkhavata dhammo dhammaṃ namassāmi. Suppatthipanno bhikkhavato savakasangho sanghaṃ namāmi. Namo arhaso bhikkhavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo arhaso bhikkhavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo arhaso bhikkhavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Iti bhisso bhikkhavā arahaṃ sammasambuddho cha charanang sammuno sakato rokawito anutero purisa Dhamma sati satatava manusanam Poto bhagavati. All right, if you guys would like to ease your way out of meditation, this is loving kindness meditation. This is the meditation that's going to help you to eliminate your anger, your sadness, your frustration, your agitation, your annoyance, all those discontent feelings related to the fetter of ill will. This is what's going to help you uproot that fetter, that pollution, that taint, so that you can get to a point where you no longer experience any anger, sadness, or frustration, irritation, annoyance, even the slightest dislike for other beings. So this meditation is working to transform your mind, to rewire the mind. This meditation isn't a prayer. It's not even aspiring for other people to be better. This meditation isn't to change other people. It's to change your own mind so that now, having done that work, working to rewire your mind, you can go out into the world and be more loving and kind through your intentions, your speech, and your actions. And as you're putting out more and more loving kindness, this is what will come back to you. But you need to gradually wear this away in the mind, this ill will, this anger, this hatred. You need to gradually wear that away with the meditation. And then you're going to need to learn the Eightfold Path around right intention, right speech, and right action, so that then you can go out into the world and practice in such a way where you're loving and kind with others. And you'll notice more and more loving kindness coming back to you if that's the way you practice. But it's not going to be a 1 week thing or a 1 month thing or even a 6 month thing. You're going to need to gradually wear this away over time so that then you can go out into the world and practice being more loving and kind. So if you guys have questions, you're more than welcome to ask any and all questions that you like by putting that into Facebook, YouTube, or Zoom. Or in Zoom, you can raise your hand electronically and ask any questions or follow up questions directly. Right, I'm not seeing any questions anywhere. So what I'm going to do is just end class by thanking all of you guys for joining. Thank you for dedicating some time to train your mind, because this is the very best thing that you could ever do for yourself, for those close to you, and all of humanity. With your mind becoming more and more peaceful, more and more loving, and more kind, this is going to help so many people in the world, including yourself, but also the others who are around you as well. So thank you for dedicating some time to developing your meditation practice. On Sunday, I'm going to continue in the group learning program covering chapter 24 in this book, Developing a Life Practice, The Path That Leads to Enlightenment. Chapter 24 is titled Misunderstandings of Gautama Buddha's Teachings. This is where I'm going to help you to see certain aspects of Buddhist culture, Buddhist communities, of things that are going on that are actually misunderstandings of his teachings, and it's not actually what he taught. And if you were to do those things, or you thought that those things were part of the teachings of the Buddha, you wouldn't actually be able to get to enlightenment, because the mind would still have this unknowing of true reality or this confusion or misunderstanding. So you're welcome to join either 9 a.m. or 9 p.m. on Sunday. And if you can't attend live, these are recorded on YouTube, on Facebook, and our podcast. So thank you all for joining for today's class. Perhaps we'll see you guys in a future class. Have a very wonderful and lovely rest of your day. Sawadee.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To provide support for this podcast, visit patreon.com/supportbuddha. To access more teachings, visit buddhadailywisdom.com. There, you will discover a full range of courses, retreats, and online resources to assist you on the path to enlightenment. Remember, to establish a daily, consistent meditation practice, along with learning and practicing these teachings, a well-developed meditation practice is the foundation in which to train the mind to attain enlightenment.